And we have been following the historic news today that President Trump, upending decades of U.S. policy, declared that the United States would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and would eventually move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He spoke at the White House and here refers to a U.S. law drafted to declare Jerusalem the capital city, but waived by presidents every 6 months as they wait for stalled peace talks to finish.
After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result. Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Before the speech began, protests erupted in Gaza and the Palestinian territories, with Palestinians burning American and Israeli flags, along with photos of President Trump. We're joined now by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, on the other hand, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling it an historic day. Tell us more about some of the other reaction.
Right. So primarily in Israel, we're seeing this positive response. It's a big prize. It's something not only Netanyahu and his supporters, but other Israelis and his previous Israeli governments have wanted. But again, we're hearing this strong reaction from the Palestinian, from other Arabs, from other Muslims, again, because Jerusalem is a place that resonates throughout the world, a very important Muslim holy site, as well as Jewish and Christian holy sites. So it's not just a local issue. And we're seeing this throughout the Arab world. Also, the European countries have warned against this move as well.
Well, but he took great pains to say that the future borders of Jerusalem would be determined by the Palestinians and the Israelis.
That's right. So he was very clear. We're not judging the final status issues, Jerusalem being one of those very key issues. However, he gave the Israelis a very big prize here. He really didn't give the Palestinians anything to latch on to say, hey, we see a road ahead and, okay, you're doing this, which the Israelis like. What are you offering us? And it really was just sort of one-sided in providing the Israelis something they consider very important, not offering the Palestinians a clear road ahead.
Well, and what exactly happens? Because the Palestinian leadership is somewhat based in, you know, East Jerusalem, the Knesset, you know, many of the government offices for Israel are in Jerusalem. But will this open a rush to, you know, put some sort of boots on the ground to further, you know, stamp out Israeli ownership of the city? I mean, what happens?
Well, the key point here is Israel has made Jerusalem a more Israeli city ever since they captured the eastern part of the city 50 years ago in the 1967 war. So Jewish Israelis have moved into the east side of the city. Israel controls it in terms of security. The Palestinian leadership is in Ramallah in the West Bank, which is an adjacent city. Palestinians say it's very difficult for them to get ordinary things like building permits. They have kids that grow up and want to stay in the city. They can't find housing. They can't get building permits. So this, you have to see this as part of a 50-year Israeli effort to make the city more Jewish. And the Palestinians see this as just the latest move to sort of push them out of the city or give them less of a presence or a future claim to the city where they want a capital for a future Palestinian state.
Well, and that's the politics, but behind all of this is the faith. And you know, there are so many faiths that lay claim to this city, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, also evangelical Christians. And it was interesting that standing right behind President Trump during his speech was Vice President Pence, who, of course, is an evangelical Christian. Talk about those passions that might be inflamed here as well.
Right. So evangelical Christians in the U.S. have developed a very strong bond with Israel, and they're very supportive of this move. They see it as part of the face that go together in their way, and they believe that Jerusalem is a Jewish city and that it should be recognized as such, and they're supportive of this, even though, ironically, there is a small Christian community in Jerusalem. It's shrunk quite dramatically, but they're mostly Arab Christians.
Right.
So there has been this sort of strange relationship, but evangelical Christians, very supportive of what's happened today.
Well, and of course, as we said, just passions on all sides as to what this space means, which is why many have thought the city should be more shared. But we will continue to follow this story in the aftermath of the president's speech. NPR's Greg Murray, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.